This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. With a politically wounded governor and state government still working around the COVID emergency, this week marked the end of one of the stranger New York State legislative sessions in memory. It started on fears of a $1 billion shortfall, which were soon alleviated thanks to federal coronavirus relief. But what does three people in a room, the typical model in Albany, look like when two have called on the third to resign? Joining me now for analysis is John Campbell, who covers the Capitol for the USA Today Network. Is this one of the stranger end of sessions you've covered?
Yeah, absolutely it is. And a big reason for that is the Capitol remains closed for COVID-19 protocols. So for the second consecutive end of session rush, there hasn't been much going on in the Capitol. There are some lawmakers there. Some are participating remotely. So there's activity there, but the usual lobbyists lining the hallways, they're not allowed in the building right now. You know, the protests inside on the million-dollar staircase in the Capitol, I mean, those are just non-existent right now. So it's a quieter end of session. There are not as many big-ticket items that absolutely need to be resolved at the end of session here either. So you have a strange dichotomy there. Plus, as you said, I mean, there's this break between the governor and the legislature over the various scandals that the governor is facing. The assembly itself is investigating the governor, what they're calling an impeachment investigation, to decide whether he should be impeached. And it's just a strange situation where now you kind of have the legislature going it alone. And a lot of these bills that pass, we may not know how the governor may act. Usually at the end of the session, you have these three-way deals between the Senate, the Assembly, and the governor's office, and that doesn't really seem to be happening right now.
It's interesting because usually Governor Cuomo will be driving hard in the closing days of a session on a variety of bills. We've all seen it before. But this year, Governor Cuomo has largely been doing a lot of events on the road around the state related to COVID, as you know, he's in his own political mess. But it seems like Assembly Speaker and, to a lesser degree, Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins really haven't been out there as much either.
Yeah, and some of that is the restrictions at the Capitol, right? Like Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, a lot of times reporters will catch him in a back hallway behind the Capitol, but reporters aren't in there, allowed in there right now. So you have a lot less access. That being said, you know, lawmakers have still been accessible. We do have a pretty good sense of what is coming today on the last day of the legislative session. I mean, there's a minor parole bill that is kind of working its way through. There's a push from advocates to push for even more changes to the parole process, but this one kind of deals with technical violations and ensuring technical violations don't derail someone's case for parole. There was a Clean Slate Act, which is a bill that would essentially seal the records of people who are convicted of a misdemeanor or a felony X number of years after their release. But that seems to have hit a snag, some sort of technical issue in the way the bill was drafted. There's something in that bill that is now unpalatable to the Senate and the Assembly, and we're not sure that that is going to get done before lawmakers leave town today.
You know, for watchers of the Capitol, is there going to be this overnight, big, ugly, you know, marathon session that we're accustomed to?
Well, big, ugly in Albany parlance generally refers to some one big bill where 8,000 different things, seemingly disparate issues, are put into one bill. So it's hard for any one lawmaker to vote against it because there's something in there that they want. There may be things that they don't want, but there's something in there that they want. I don't really anticipate seeing that this year because you don't have those negotiations with the governor. Usually what happens is there's a lot of last minute deals that get made. They all get thrown into one bill. But since there's not really that deal making with the governor, and in order for some sort of last-minute deal to come into place and be voted on today, the governor would have to sign off on it with what's called a message of necessity before he can get a vote. I don't anticipate any sort of big, ugly, quote-unquote, like that. That said, the session's going to go well into the night, maybe into the morning hours of Friday, so it'll definitely be a late night at the Capitol.
Let's talk about the fate of Donald J. Trump Park.
Well, so that's one of the bills that make it a vote today. It's on the Senate active list, and it's a bill sponsored by Senator Brad Hoyleman and Assemblywoman Nelly Rozic that would require the state parks commissioner to study whether there's a legal basis to change the name of Donald J. Trump State Park in Westchester and Putnam County. And that's a park that Donald Trump, well before he was president, donated a bunch of land to the state with the understanding that it would be turned into a state park. It technically is now, but it's way underdeveloped, and there's not much there, quite frankly. But what is there are signs on the Taconic Parkway that point to it, and signage prominently displaying the former president's name. And that has irked a lot of Democrats in the legislature for a long time. The complication is the agreement that the state signed back in the Pataki administration with Donald Trump specifically says that land has to be named after him and that there has to be prominent signage at the entrances of the park displaying his name. So there is a concern that Trump could try to take that land back should the state go back on that agreement. That being said, you know, it's not particularly desirable land for development. His efforts to develop that land were beat back a long time ago. So a lot of people think that's kind of far-fetched. But that bill is scheduled to have a vote today in the Senate. It's a little less clear in the Assembly, but they may get a vote there too.
What are your expectations for what Governor Cuomo will be doing after the legislative session is over? You know, typically we've seen, you know, something of a victory lap if, you know, certain big bills have gotten through. There may be some celebratory press conferences. But although he has appeared with the Senate leader one time at a COVID vaccination site, you're not expecting like a kumbaya press conference with the leaders and the governor, are you?
No, certainly not. But I do expect the governor to continue traveling the state and making it seem as if it is business as usual. You know, that has been his strategy so far. He's had a lot of people appear with him, a lot of lawmakers, a lot of even celebrities. Robert De Niro yesterday appeared with him at an event at the Tribeca Film Festival. So I think he will continue traveling the state to make it look as if, you know, everything's OK. I've got my hand on the wheel. That said, we're in this waiting game. There's a handful of investigations into various conduct about nursing homes, about sexual harassment, about his book deal that paid him $5.1 million. At any point, one of those investigations could conclude and throw everything off kilter. So we're in this weird waiting game, but I anticipate he'll have press conferences around the state and make it seem as if everything is okay.
Will the Assembly Judiciary Committee impeachment investigation, such as it is, continue after the session is over, assuming it's not finished by today?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that seems to still be months away, quite frankly. I presume the committee will still meet by Zoom in order to get updates. But no, that's a process that's ongoing. There is a bill out there that would ensure that's fully funded. That's expected to get a vote today as well. And that's something that should continue for weeks or months, quite frankly.
John Campbell covers the Capitol for the USA Today Network. John, it's always a pleasure to have you on to break things down for us. And good luck with the overnight.
Thank you for having us.